you tell a child, now if you do that again, I'm going to
spank you.
Did you ever say I'm going to go and spank you or take and spank you?
Yeah.
Which would you say?
Take and spank you.
Okay. How is a spanking different from a whipping?
Well, you spank them with your hand. Whipping, you get a stick or a strap or a willow, piece of willow tree.
And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Dallas? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week.
We're planning.
Do you ever say we're aiming to go or
nah.
Fixing to go?
Uh-uh.
You wouldn't use either of
those? Uh-uh.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You say, yes, I
do it every day.
Okay. And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Do you?
Or you're asking me about him. You say,
does he go every day?
Would you ever say, do he go every day?
Yeah, but that's not correct.
How would you say that?
I wouldn't say it, but a lot of people say it.
They say,
do he go every day?
Uh-huh. If you wanted to know why someone did something, you'd ask them, just what, did you ever say what make him do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what makes him do it.
Okay, not what make.
I'd put a yes on it.
Okay. And you'd say, I don't smoke, but he
does.
And if he said he was going to get some cake or something, and you wanted to know whether you could have any, you'd say, going to get some?
Are you going to get some? May I have some?
Okay. And you'd say, I don't know whether he did that or not, but people
say he did.
And you'd say, I think that's right, but I'm not.
Sure.
And you say, with your eyes, you
see.
Huh?
See?
And I flutter outside a few minutes ago. I
so.
And I say, we have
seen.
And you say, I ask you if you know a person. You might say, well, I don't know him, but I
know of him.
Do you ever say, I hear tell of him or I've heard of him? Or
I heard of him.
Huh?
Yes.
How would you say that?
I've heard of him.
What about heard tell of him?
I've said that sometime too.
How would you say that?
I've heard tell of him.
And there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you
hear the noise?
And you say, yes, I
heard the noise.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he was
courting the girl.
Is courting a word that, you hear pretty much nowadays, or is it?
Yeah.
Any old-fashioned terms that people would use?
No, I don't know any.
And he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, little brother would say he had been
kissing.
Okay, just a second. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she
is quitting.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Any slang ways of saying that?
No.
They were engaged and all of a sudden she
decided she didn't want him.
Did you ever hear she kicked him or throwed him down or jilted him or gave him the sack?
You jilted.
When would you say jilted? Would they have to be engaged or?
Yeah.
If she didn't jilt them, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying married?
Hitched.
What about jump the broomstick? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I think I have heard it a long time ago.
Where'd you hear that from? You know?